start with that.
We have a short message from Goose. Please welcome him.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, good morning, Mom.
It's good to be back.
Thank you for another good morning to Goose today.
Last week, we met you at 2 weeks ago.
But it comes in another one, just to call me to meet you from last
week. Now you're all back home. They're safe. They're actually celebrating this weekend's celebration meeting.
I remember the meeting that I had with the kids. And I just did it.
Before coming to Japan, there was a Bible verse.
I was a Bible verse. I was a Bible verse.
And it really spoke to me to this time that I'm starting this musical.
And it's like, well, I know the first edition. We did it. So it's a
good one. Also, reading it in my own book, I spoke to you really practically in my daily life.
And I remember my own sneaker from today. That's a lot. And I'm going to share it with you.
And I hope that by the rest of us that we can at least for your daily life as well.
And I'm taking the law, and I'm going to take the law. And if you're taking it, I don't know.
So every time someone goes out from their home, or in my case, my kitchen, it might not be the easiest thing to do.
But it will come down a bit of an easy.
But when you know it's God guiding you, you know what is to do.
And then it's God guiding you.
So this verse is in Exodus.
And it's the law in Exodus.
Chapter 33, from verse 15 and 16.
It was a good read of the verse.
So now the people of Israel are out of Egypt.
Israel is not coming back into the kingdom of
Egypt. And they're about to leave Mount Sinai. And Moses makes this prayer to God. And he basically asks God to go with him to lead the people of Israel. In verse 15, it says, and Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with me, do not lead us up to you. And let's stop right there. And very simply, it was Moses asking God to go with him. Now, God is everywhere. He is always everywhere. Then why ask him to go with
you?
Because one thing is that God is
everywhere.
But another thing is actually asking God to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Moses understood that there was no purpose of continuing forward if God was not for sure and clearly with him. So, for me, when I left Mexico, this was a prayer I made for myself. I wanted to be sure God was with me, that it was not my head or my desire, but it was Him within me and Him from me. So now we move to verse 16 really quickly. And verse 16 says, "For how then can it be known that your people are mine, that found you favor in your sight? Is it not by your coming with us, so that we are distinguished, your people and I, from all the other people who visit to them?" So here Moses is saying, "I need you to go with me because, and lead the people, because that's how everyone else is going to know that this is different, that this is not just a nation walking around the desert." When you ask God to go with you, it shows. In my case, this is when I left my country, I asked God to come with me, and I asked for His presence to be with me. But what I want to share with you today is very simple. Every day you go out of your house, you go either to work, to school, shopping, to send a TV. And yes, when you wake up, God is there. But when you ask Him daily to go with you, to walk with you, first of all, He will answer. That His presence will go with you. And you will feel something different going on. And secondly, you will know that even though you might be alone outside, you are not alone. So, I encourage you to every day, before you walk out the door, or even if you're traveling or God is sending you somewhere, never move without knowing God is with you. Is the family challenges or problems will come. And you will know God is with you and God is walking the path that is with you. So this is what I want to share with you today. I hope this, you can apply this for the night.
Thank you.